It's a great day, so we can't complain.
Good.
Sunshine.
Yes. Darren, can we start?
Good morning, Chairperson. Yes, we can start.
Okay. Good morning, all members, our support staff, everybody who's on the platform, National Treasury. PBO directors is on the platform, the media, our communications, parliamentary communications, and everybody on the platform. Good morning. Today, we are basically meeting to consider the report on the appropriation bill 2023. But all members, before we proceed, Darren, do we have apologies?
No, Chairperson, we didn't receive any apologies.
Okay, that's fine. as far as this bill is concerned, is the culmination of the process started by the Minister of Finance when he presented a budget to Parliament. He presented a number of bills, including the Division of Revenue Bill, the 2023 Adjustment Appropriation Bill, the 2023 Eskom Debt Relief Bill, and then the Appropriation Bill. So these are the bills that we have dealt with since the beginning of the year. So we're dealing with the Appropriation Bill now, and we are going to consider the report. Honourable members, just fly to the agenda, Darren, so that you can see it. I have it in front of me, but just for, let's just have the agenda flighted. Are you winning, Darren? Thank you. So, okay, just a second, just stop there. As you can see, agenda number 3 is consideration of recommendations on the 2023 appropriation bill by the PC on tourism, and then all the other things that we deal with as far as the consideration of the report is concerned. But let me give a brief background to agenda item number 3. We received a letter last week from the speaker on a matter concerning the portfolio committee on tourism. So that letter was referred to us so that we could consider how we proceed with the issues which were raised there. So I don't know, Darren, whether you are able to fly to that letter. It's a short letter, so that just to jog the memories of the oral members. The letter was referred to all of us. And then we'll let you know what we did about the letter. Darren, please, letter. And you'll read it when you're having it on the screen. Just to remind members, not unless you've got connectivity problems, you're always encouraged to have your videos on when you speak. Are we winning, Darren?
Yes, Chair, I'm trying for some reason. It's not appearing on the list of things that I can fly. But it is open. Okay.
There you go. Please just read the letter for us. It's not a long letter.
Motion of the National Assembly, recommendations arising from the report of the Portfolio Committee on Tourism on budget vote 38. I draw your attention to the motion of the National Assembly, which was adopted on 30 May 2023. Accordingly, the Assembly approved the referral to the Standing Committee on Appropriations, the following matters for consideration and report. The budget for Vote 38 Tourism be approved, but no further funds must be transferred to the South African Tourism until the following conditions have been met. The targets in the annual performance plan of South African Tourism have been revised. The vacancies at executive level of South African Tourism are filled, and the delegation of authority taken by the board in the letter of 27 April 2023 has been reversed and given back to the executives at the South African Tourism. Please note that these matters were extracted from the recommendations in the report of the Portfolio Committee on Tourism on Budget Vote 38, Tourism, the procedure in the Money Bills Amendment Procedures and Related Matters Act, as envisages that a committee proposing changes to a money bill or budget vote must consult with the Standing Committee on Appropriations, which is the committee that can finally amend the bill. The budget may only be amended by way of the procedure set out in the Act. Kindly forward a report of the Standing Committee on Appropriations on its position regarding these conditions as set out by the Portfolio Committee. Copies of the ATC containing the Portfolio Committee report and minutes of the proceedings of the National Assembly of 30 May are attached.
Thank you, the Speaker of Parliament. Thank you, Darren. So let me talk to what then transpired after that. When we received this, we referred this to the legal department for advice, who came back to us and said the right body to advise on this one was the Parliamentary Budget Office, which we did, and then we did receive a recommendation from PBO. I then requested the director of PBO, Dr. Janchis, to come in and quickly, we're not going to spend a lot of time on this, but quickly brief the committee about their recommendations, which they forwarded to us. So I just thought it's better when we hear it from the horse itself, in this case, Dr. Janchis. Dr. Janchis, please come in. You are most welcome with your team.
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, members. The horse is cold this morning, Chairperson. Hope you are well this morning. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I don't know if you can hear me. I hope you can.
Darren, remove the letter, right, so that we can see the horse. Okay. Thank you. You're most welcome, Doc.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I think some of the team members would have joined in the platform. I'm struggling. I'm using the mobile phone, so I can't see who's on and who's not. But thank you so much for the opportunity to really give a view on what we have done. I think, I want to first start by clarifying, also emphasizing that the Parliamentary Budget Office was invited to give input and advice the Portfolio Committee on this matter under quite, I would say, restricted timelines, because I think it was just towards the tail end of the finalization of the stage. So our work was very restricted in that regard. But nevertheless, it was very important for us to advise the committee and parliament in this regard. And as a result, Chair, you'll see, thank you so much. I see Darren has circulated the brief, very short brief advice on this matter to members, but I'll just quickly summarize some of the key issues and our views and our advice to Portfolio Committee, to stay in committee on appropriations, but also Parliament as a whole. I think as a result of of the stricter timelines, we focused our advice on specifically on the recommendation 6.1 of the budget report of the Portfolio Committee, as it has been quoted by the speaker's letter, as Darren said earlier on. I think looking at the Portfolio Committee's budget report deliberations, there are governance and oversight matters that have been raised about the Department of Tourism and the South African Tourism Agency as well. And from the report itself, Chair and members and colleagues, these are matters seems to be fairly issues that an oversight body like Parliament would expect to raise and really worry about and expect account from the departments and agencies in this regard. We asked the committee, portfolio committee, to take note that appropriations committee to take note that PBO has not been privileged to, you know, to the rest of the portfolio committee's engagements on the report and other reject matters. So as I said, just to emphasize, came quite later on. The National Assembly table and the portfolio committee's content advisor were in position to determine how to facilitate, how can fellow engage with the portfolio committee, a chairperson, and how that would unfold. That has not taken place as yet, as this brief was meant to advise the committee in this regard. In our view, Chair and members, these oversight matters have not been addressed by the department, and and have to be addressed. Sorry, I think the point here is that these oversight matters, in our view, has been raised by the portfolio committees on the department and the agency. They have to be addressed at the satisfaction of the portfolio committee on tourism and Parliament at large. We are yet to be provided with the department on entities' correspondence or response to some of the cons and concerns raised by the committee in this regard. And I think when we get that, we'll also update our advice to Parliament in this regard. Our advice in this regard, Chair and members and colleagues, was premised really within the various contexts. You know, context here is that understanding, first part of the context, that understanding that the portfolio committee. Chairperson?
Yeah, just make sure that we are very clear about the two committees, the portfolio committee and the standing committee on appropriations, portfolio committee, tourism, and
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. I that's very helpful, Chairperson. I think I was saying in our view, I think the point I wanted to emphasize, our view on these oversight matters raised by the portfolio committee about the department and the South African tourism, they have to be addressed between the portfolio committee of tourism and Parliament with the department and the agency, because in our view, these are very fairly matters that require serious oversight, and departments and committee has to really get satisfaction in the response or dealing with those by the department. Portfolio committee on tourism in this regard. We have not yet provided an opportunity to see or to understand whether Department of Tourism or agency itself, have they responded to some of these matters at the stage? And as soon as we get that, we'll also engage the Portfolio Committee on Tourism, what has been the correspondence in this regard. I was saying our advice in this regard is premised from the very context of understanding where we are, understanding that the Portfolio Committee on Tourism's budget report has limited authority in terms of the, I don't know which word to use, but yes, with authority, in terms of the Money Bills and Related Matters Act or Appropriations Bill approval or the amendments thereof. So that authority lies with Portfolio Standing Committee on Appropriations. However, as I said, on broad oversight, Portfolio Committee on Tourism may use the report and has as it has all the authority to subpoena department and agencies, anybody else, to address the concerns that they've raised within broad oversight expectation in that regard. We believe that the Money Bills Act is another context. We believe that the Money Bills Act has to be implemented, given effect to, in our view, as it empowers Parliament to amend the budget. But I think, you know, you'll see in our report some of the concerns that some of these matters has to be tested, has to be put into test in this regard. There has to be clear processes and rules or mechanisms that allows the engagement between the committees, portfolio committees, and the appropriations committees when the time comes, particularly when you look at the discussion now, where we are now with the committee. One of the examples to say, at what stage should portfolio committees engage with the committee on appropriations if they need to propose amendments, and maybe can that be done earlier, and what are the processes to take it? One of the examples, which is not in the report, which I noted, is that at the provincial level, at the local provincial legislature level, I've seen their money bills, developing their money bills. They've developed in a way that the portfolio committees or functional committees are able to engage with or participate as part of the budget committee, which is appropriations committee, on a regular basis, whereby some of the proposals of the amendments can be done in advance to allow the matters that come. This is really a context from which this report we gave out, chair and members. Looking at the recommendation 6.1 of the budget report, we looked at the Money Bills Act, section 10.5, and tried to satisfy whether the South African terrorism is a subdivision of the department. And as the provisions of that act talks to a situation whereby the allocations or conditional allocations proposed are to be given to a subdivision. And only if that can allow that committee to consider the budget recommendations once that satisfaction can be given. Looking at the various, we looked at the various public finance definitions because there wasn't specific clarification what does even subdivision mean. It's not so obvious in that particular sense that is it agency, is the South African tourism and a subdivision of the department. And clearly, we went on to look at other public finance regulations and frameworks to try to get to understand that definition and whether can it fit in that sense. We also looked at the 2023 NE, estimated national expenditure report framework to recognize that actually South African tourism is a departmental agency in this regard. Therefore, looking at those various public finance management frameworks and regulations and also the NEE, the portfolio committee, we therefore say the portfolio committee on tourism may not consider the South African board as a departmental subdivision, but rather as an agency as it's defined within the NEE as well. But also we look at other approaches, given that well, there's not so obvious understanding whether the Money Bills Act section are meant to a situation like this. So our advisor views that it's probably more accessible to look at it within that context. So chair and members, the specific questions for the portfolio committee of tourism were whether transfers between the department and South African tourism can be considered a transfer to be department divisional or not, if subdivision or not, and whether matters raised amount to the conditional appropriations as to be considered within the context of this of the Money Bills Act. And finally, Chair, in our conclusion, we advise in this regard to say, therefore conclude that our advice to portfolio committee on tourism as follows. Firstly, Money Bills Act does not necessarily provide any clarity on the subdivision as much as the section 10.5 of the Act refers to it in considering proposing conditional allocations in this regard. We relied upon other legislation, legislation and frameworks understand the subdivision context within the budget allocation context. And therefore, we conclude that without a specific division or clarity in this regard, the SAT may not be considered within the subdivision, but as the agents, as a departmental agents, as it has been shown in the NEE. And therefore, the conditional allocation spell out in provisions of sections of the Money Bills 10.5 cannot necessarily be used in this regard. It is also, as I mentioned, worth noting that NEE did try to classify SAT South African tourism within the context of it being a departmental agents. Although the transfers to SNT, although the transfers to South African tourism may not be regarded as a conditional grant, it is unclear as to whether the accounting officer of the Department of Tourism has attached any conditions to any departmental transfers or payment schedules or any of those, given the South African Tourism as an Engines Money Bills Act in particular, the transfers in this regard will be better dealt with within that relation between the department and the agency itself. And more measures could be placed within the role of the account officer and the department to provide such oversight in that regard. But of course, this strictly speaking to the allocation, it's not necessarily talking about variety issues on oversight. And the last point, Chair, members, here we say, given the serious nature of the matters raised by the portfolio committee on tourism, on the department and serving tourism, we recommend that the committee the Portfolio Committee on Tourism consider other legislations or other regulatory framework to realize the objective of imposing conditions to agency transfers in this regard. And in our recommendation, we largely said the matter of setting conditions or amending the budget should very considered by the committee going forward, committee on appropriations going forward in this regard. Chair, just to quite summary, that's one stop there to say we in our view, the matters raised are genuine, has to be dealt with. However, cannot be dealt with within the provisions set out in the Money Bills Act in particular. But the broader question, Chair and members, is how this section is operationalized in a more way that can be accessible by other portfolio committees or functional committees within Parliament as a whole. I want to stop there and thank you so much, Chair and members and colleagues for the opportunity. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Dr. Chanchis, thank you very much. Honorable members, any take on what Dr. Chanchis had said and the recommendations, which basically says the matters being raised don't affect the budget and they do not need to be dealt with by the money bills. So, but let me check any quick take on this one. But you know, we know how we do it, all members. The Kwazin.
Kaiso.
Honorable Kaiso. Any other role member?
Matafa.
Honorable Matafa.
Nkwankwa.
Honorable Nkwankwa. Any other role member?
Lenzana.
No. Honorable members. Thank you. All members, let's not be too long-winded on this one. Without limiting you, please should go straight to the target. Honorable Paiso, start.
Yes, thank you very much, Honorable Chair and members on the platform. Chair, without any waste of time, I think we've received this briefing now from the Parliamentary Budget Office. And it's a very clear briefing and in its recommendation with regard to the matter which has been referred to the committee. I think as a committee, we need to take this recommendation as it's very clear that the matter is not affecting the Appropriations Committee. Given those reasons that I don't want to repeat. So, because the committee we're dealing with the appropriation bill, which must be passed by the parliament. So given those reasons and recommendation, and I want to propose that we live with this recommendation, accept this recommendation as a committee. Thank you very much, Chair.
Honorable Kaiso, thank you very much. Honorable Matafa, please come in.
Thank you, Chair. Now, good morning to yourself and other members. Now, Chair, I think Honorable Kaiso is correct. I will leave it at his recommendation. Safe to say that I'm aligned with him. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Matafa. Honorable Kwankwa.
Chairperson, thank you very much. You will forgive me if I'm a bit long-winded. You said we must aim for the target. I don't know whether the target is the horse or the report, but I think I want to go for both. Well, Chair, on a serious note, I think we have to help Parliament develop a process of how to deal with instances in future where, say, for example, committees would want to make amendments to the appropriations bill. And I think the Parliamentary Budget Office in particular has a central and a critical role to play. Perhaps what should happen in future is that when a committee flags that they would like to make an amendment to the appropriations bill, the Parliamentary Budget Office should first and foremost serve as a front runner, right? So that they have a better understanding of what the issues are before they are referred, and perhaps also provide guidance to the committee before the matter is referred, say, to the Appropriations Committee. That way, at the very least, you are also minimizing the you don't want to have create a perception that since we're the budget committee, then we're a super committee, right? We can willy-nilly at times dictate to other committees as to what they should seek to amend and what they should seek to do and whether that can be done or not. But if you get the committee appropriate, rather the budget, parliamentary budget office to work with that committee to thresh out whatever issues they brought, they want to raise before they are brought here, I think it would simplify the process in future. But also I think would have to work in terms of factoring the deadlines, because if you read the legal opinion that talks about 10 days within which, say, a member of the executive or a minister would have to respond to some of the recommendations of the committee. If we are not, we have to actually scrutinize the process flow and the number of days that would take in the event that you have a committee that would want to make an amendment to the appropriations bill, because if we're not careful, that would actually throw the entire budget process out. We would not be able to pass the budget, say, by the end of June. It means we need to work the process backwards for the future and develop, say, a framework that is going to assist us in the event that in future you have one or two or even more committees that want to say amend the appropriations bill, and as it is the responsibility of parliament to do so. I think there must be a development of that framework, Chairperson. But fortunately in this case, as Honorable Kaiso and Honorable Matafa are saying, and as the horse has already indicated, there's really no amendment. These are purely to a large extent governance issues. Which obviously Parliament has to find a way. I want to ask a question. Even if, say, that the committee does not want to make an amendment to the appropriations bill per se, should then the committee, if they are not happy with the issues and they feel they've been flagging it for a while, should the committee, even if, say, they don't have any appropriate, the matter has nothing to do with the appropriations, must they now go ahead and say we support the budget, even if feeling is not to support the budget, even if they don't have a specific appropriations matter to raise, are questions that we as this institution and probably this committee, as we seek to develop this process, must grapple with and seek to answer. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much, Honorable Nkwankwa and Honorable Members. Before I go back to the director to see if there's anything that he wants to say. Any other member would like to have a bite? Honourable members? Thank you. Back to you, Dr. Chanchis. I don't want to continue this horse thing. We may end up being the horse. I'm sure all those of us who are older, there was a guy who used to be a good soccer player, the horse. So yeah, I have never heard of your football skills, but continue, Derek.
Maybe I must invite the committee when I play football match. Maybe you decide yourself. I don't know. thank you, Chair and members. I think, Chair, I agree with our members with the matter. I think the issue which we discussed quite at length with our legal colleagues is around that, to say what are the process that the Money Bills Act, you know, enables other parliamentary committees to engage on the possibility of proposing amendments. And I think it's a very important matter which has been coming on for quite a long time. Since 2018, there were concerns around how to give effect to that. In my view, is that I think setting the rules or process will allow within the Money Bills Act can actually allow the process where the committee can already indicate to the Standing Committee on Appropriations earlier on within the budget that these are the concerns they have, and that has to be considered in regard. And I agree also, Chair, that the Parliamentary Budget Office was established to support Parliament in this regard, and we are happy to be made aware of these matters well in advance, and so we can look at our capacity. We'll be ready to do that. But I'm glad that we're talking to Appropriations Committee, which will ensure that we've got enough capacity to handle such concerns. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You are not going to leave the opportunity, ne, to ask for more budget. No, I'm sure honorable members again with our study tour to South Korea, we realized how important this office is, but not just the office, to ensure that it's well capacitated. I think that's very important. I think the point is made, Dr. Janchis. And it looks like as we go forward, there'll even be more and more requests for your intervention on a number of things. So, honorable members, honorable Kwanko, in our recommendations, you'll see there's something to that effect that I'm putting. We may just need to fine tune it as we get to it to see whether it covers the issues that you are raising. I think that's very important. But generally, I think Dr. Janchis, the training of the members of parliament, because all of them get affected by what we do here, as to what we can do by when and so forth, it's very important, and about the responsibilities of the different committees, especially the standing committees, finance and appropriations. I think we need to do that. I'm saying that as we approach the end of this term, it may be important that you start preparing for that for the incoming members of parliament next year. But thank you very much for availing yourself and your team. So honorable members, we conclude this one. We conclude this one by saying we noted these issues, but definitely they do not affect the budgetary process as far as the standing committee on appropriation is concerned. I'll then write back to the speaker informing her about the decision that we took based on a number of advices. But thank you very much. Right, let's go to the next agenda item, Darren. Desirability of the bill, let me see. Yebo.
Motion of desirability, 2023 appropriation bill. That in the opinion of the committee, the legislation is desirable to appropriate money from the National Revenue Fund for the requirements of the state for the 2023-24 financial year to prescribe conditions for the spending of funds withdrawn for the 2024-25 financial year before the commencement of the Appropriation Act for the 2024-25 financial year, and to provide for matter incidental thereto.
Thank you, honorable members. Motion of desirability. Can I have the mover for the adoption?
Matafa moves.
Seconder?
Mlenzana seconds.
Honorable Mlenzana seconds. Any other position, honorable members?
Chairperson, please note that the DA reserves its position.
Can we note the DA's position? We are going to persuade DA along the way.
Chair.
Yes.
Please note the abstention of the EFF.
EFF abstains. Thank you, Honorable Tlangwini. Any other?
House Chair.
Honorable Nkwankwa.
I not to say abstain at that. I knew that's fine.
Thank you, Honorable Nkwankwa. Let's note those position, honorable members. The motion of desirability is duly adopted. Thank you. Honorable members, we'll go to the next agenda item. That is the draft report. Honorable Nkwankwa, saying something? I see your hand is up. Please take it down. It's an old hand.
Sorry, it froze. I'm taking it down, sir. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. So, honorable members, you know how we do it. We'll start on page one. Darren, let's go to page one. Right, honorable members, we'll go page by page. If there's anything, please stop, Darren. Let's go to page one. Let's just stop. Page one. Page two. Go. Page two, Darren. Okay, just stop there. Darren, can you increase it a little bit? It's too, are you able to from your side? It's on my side. Okay. Well, on page two, honorable members. Page three. Let's go. Yeah, that's better.
Chairperson.
Yes, honorable.
Please pardon me. The gadget that I am using, it doesn't have the page set up. But if you could, when you reach 6 and 7, if you could be a bit slow when you are on paragraphs 6 and 7, that is findings and observations and the recommendations. I think I would have a take there. Thank you.
But can you see on the right-hand bottom, the numbers, you don't see them? They shouldn't depend on your gadget because they are written there, I'm just saying. But I'll definitely stop there. Page 4. It's 5. Let's go to 6.
Well, apparently, what are they deny.
Well, okay. Before we deny, please let's make sure we're all muted. We're all muted. All of us on the platform. Thank you. That was page 7. Let's go to the next page. That's page 8. Let's go to page 9.
Sorry, Chair.
Okay, Honorable Kaison. Just hold. Darren, Honorable Kaison.
No, no, Chair. I thought if I've heard Comrade, Mlanzana said he wants to raise something between pages 7 and 6 and 7.
No.
Oh, it's paragraphs. It's paragraphs.
Oh, paragraph.
Recommendations and stuff, yeah. Are you fine, Honorable Kaiso?
Yes, I'm fine, Chair.
Okay. That was page 9. Let's go to page 10. It was page 12. Let's go to page 13. Okay, just wait there. Just wait there. Darren, did this one end up being a 1.5 billion or a 1.5 million?
So, Chair, sorry. I will just have to double check that one again, Chairperson.
Mark Okula, can you be checking that one? We spoke about this one during yesterday. Can you check whether is it a 1.5 million or 1.5 billion? As it stands, it's 1.5 million. So as we proceed, we'll come back on this one. Just note before we adopt the report. Let's proceed. That was page 13. Let's go to page 14. Page 15. Page 16. Page 17. It's a little bit slower. You're too fast, Darren. Okay, continue. And let's go page 18. Page 19. Page 20. Okay, there we go. We are now on paragraph 6. Let's go slowly so that Honorable Mlenzana, if you want to come in, you'll tell us. Okay, let's go to 21. Page 22.
There we are, Chairperson.
That's okay.
Yes, there we are.
Yes,
it's sir. It's bullet 6.6.
Yes, you're having that. Go for it.
Yeah, thanks, Chairperson. Chairperson, when I read the 6.6 as a whole, the first sentence there, the committee notes the submission by FFC were in support of the increase of 11% in the total allocation to the cooperative governance. Let me stop there. Read that sentence with the last sentence. Moreover, the committee is encouraged by the overall government allocation towards the social wage, wherein more than 51%, now in brackets, 3.5 trillion. Now, my attention is drawn there, Chairperson, that if possible, let's put that 11% up there, Darren, also in terms of rents. Let's not just, if we are able to say, Chair, we have got more than 51% which goes towards social wage, and we are able to capture the figure at that level. I want us to also capture the same figure of the 11%, which goes to cooperative governance. Thanks, Chairperson. I'm not sure if it's feasible.
I hear what you are saying. I think, Darren, with 11%, put the round amounts, which is not this one, that the 3 trillion that we're talking about. 11% is an increase, not the total allocation, whereas down there we've got the total allocation. So I think Oram Lenzan would like to know how much is 11% in rand and cents. Am I correct, Oram Lenzan?
Yes, Chairperson, exactly. You got me.
Yeah. So
you got me, Chairperson.
You heard that, Darren? Please get how much that 11% is. I think it's somewhere in the tables above, but also put it here. Or yeah, let's see. Yeah. Or somebody makes a quick calculation. 111% is equal to this 3 trillion, and what was 100%, something like that. Okay, I'm hearing you.
Can I ask my colleagues just to check that figure so I can insert it?
Yeah. I think that's what we're saying. Let them just ask for you and then bring it back. Okay. Thanks, Honorable Lenzana. Let's go. Go to the next page. Yes, just before. Okay, just wait.
7.1. No, it's corrected. 7.1 has been corrected. No problem.
Yeah, it was a typo error,
and it has been corrected. I'm fine.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Thanks. Honorable members, I think there's honorable. The issue that you were raising and trying to factor in what you are recommending to PBO and so on. Darren, can you read 7.2?
Chair, this Zoom thing is in my way. I won't be able to read the whole everything. Let me minimize.
Let me read for you. It should read, with the experience of Portfolio Committee on Tourism. The committee, right? With the experience of Portfolio Committee on Tourism, the committee recommends that Parliamentary Budget Office develops a template and shape with portfolio and select committees, detailing the process to follow when considering something which may result in the amendment of money bills, including the appropriation bills. Right, that's one. Yes. And then number 7.3, committees must consult the PPO for advice as soon as they realize their action may have impact on the money bills. This will assist Parliament in ensuring contemplated changes are done in accordance with the law. Right? Okay. So those 7.2 and 7.3 talks to PPO. If I may particularly request Honorable Kwankwa to see whether what is covered in 7.2, 7.3 does cover what he was trying to say we should recommend should happen. And to all of you honorable members, if there's something that you want to add around this thing.
No, agreed, Chair, because then the template would include the process flow and the timelines and everything else. Agreed.
Okay, thank you. So let's say 7.2, 7.3. And then
I'm not trying to take the committee back, but I'm checking the 7.4.
we're still going to it. I just wanted to.
It talks
about something different, right? So we are fine with 7.2 and 7.3, Honorable Kaiso. Honorable Kaiso?
Yes, I'm fine, Chair. Okay.
Thanks. Then 7.4, right? You were saying the state of provincial and local road is deteriorating with huge impact on the cost of doing business and social impact to the citizens. The committee calls on the National Department of Transport to intervene to help the situation, especially where it is clear that provincial and local governments have no human or financial capacity. That's what was not there in the report that was circulated. Honorable Guy, so you then wanted to say something on 7.4. Please come in.
Yes, Chair. I agree with this point. It's fine, but the only part that I'm coming in is on the national department. I wonder if it will be wrong if we add water and sanitation, because the situation which is being faced by roads intervention is the same as the one of the water and sanitation, because they have a similar problem at the local municipality level where they cannot be able to move with speed when it comes to issues of water and sanitation. Given the recent developments, it's an experience. I'm just checking whether shouldn't we add water and sanitation there, because we had oversight and we had interacted with it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Honorable Kaiso. Let's make this 7.5 immediately after that, right? Where we pick up the issue more or less in the along the same way, Darren. I'm sure you see the drift, what we're trying to say. That the same thing, that the type of intervention, and which I think the Department of Water and Sanitation have started doing, but let's have that. Right, it's more or less the same way 7.4, but now we are directing it to water. Can somebody have something?
Okay. No, Chair, I was about to ask if you want me to do it now immediately, or can I do it and then send it to you or to the committee before I send the report off for the ETC?
Our members?
Chairperson? It's fine.
Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable Sheikh. Imam?
Yeah, I've got my hand up. I think perhaps you didn't see it. I've got a few recommendations, so I don't know whether Darren will be able to deal with them now, or maybe you should do it once we have completed this and then send it to you. Thank you.
Just, Honorable Sheikh, just hold on. Let's do this, right? I think 7.5, we're saying more or less the same intervention we're calling for in Department of Transport, that's 7.5. Darren, work out that one. I'll tell you what you'll do about it, right? But remember, that's what we're saying. Let's hear what other recommendations that Honorable Sheikh wants to add. Honorable Sheikh, please come in.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. And before I say anything, allow me to extend our condolences to the family, to the ANC of our former Chairperson. A very sad occasion indeed. My first one is, Chairperson, is that, you know, I've had a hiccup with National Treasury. And for that National Treasury, recommend that National Treasury make it mandatory for all spheres of government, local, provincial, and national, on the National Treasury database to report monthly on all contracts that have been awarded, together with the successful bidders, values of the contract, and itemized billing. And my understanding is, according to National Treasury, it's a requirement, but they are not fulfilling it, and it needs to be made mandatory. But the Minister of COCTA said it's not necessary. They are supposed to do it, and they must do it. So I want your guidance, your Chairperson. How can we get National Treasury to enforce this through a recommendation that all these spheres of government dealing with procurement and things must report monthly through on a system that the public will be able to, you know, look at who's getting what and what is going on? That is the first one. Do you want me to go to the next one? Or,
no, let's deal with the, with this one.
Okay.
Let's deal with this one. I know exactly what we are trying to deal with here. Yeah. Now, I'm saying if you take all the municipalities and all the provincial government and their departments, you want all of them to report to National Treasury. And let's look at the feasibility of that and so on of all the municipalities. You know how big that cluster is and so on. Do you want all of them to report to National Treasury, or we can try to have the same outcome? But because you may end up all of them reporting, you find that the information is just an overload of information. They end up not using it. What do you think? It's also open to, it's not a dialogue for our members. We know exactly what Rabu Sheikh is trying to do. But we must make it again feasible and workable for whoever gets the information.
Yeah. Can I come in then? Yeah. Chair, my understanding is in communication with Treasury and the Minister the other day of COCTA, it is a requirement, but none of them are doing it. But I would be quite happy for now if we call on all local municipalities to report on this, for starters. I think it will take us quite a long way in trying to eliminate or reduce corruption and that kind of thing. So I would be quite satisfied at this stage if we talk about all local municipalities to ensure that this is reported on the National Treasury database monthly, which is a requirement, I'm told, but they are not doing it at all.
Okay, thanks, Honorable Sheikh Imam.
Chairperson?
Yes, Rom Lenzana.
Now, look, Chairperson, I'm thinking also that perhaps this type of recommendations needs some further engagement. We need some further engagement around this, Chairperson. Perhaps for now, if we can, perhaps use the mandatory clause as raised by Honorable Sheikh, to not necessarily say the National Treasury database, but to the Treasury's database. Because look, you do have the provincial treasuries, and also I understand, perhaps Honorable Matava may come in. I understand that Treasury, through its own ways of in-year monitoring, has got a way of linking with each district municipality and each department at a provincial level. Perhaps if we could say, in-year monitoring is mandatory. Thanks, Chairperson. I'm thinking.
Okay. Thank you. Any other taker? I'll come in. Any other taker? Let me check. I think the main thing here, what Honorable Sheikh is saying, is that in any case, it is a requirement as things stand now. National Treasury, do you want to have a bite on this one? National Treasury? I think I saw someone from National Treasury. Okay. I think let's, Honorable Lenzana, I hear you. I think let's leave it today's at this. We can always revisit the 7.6. But for now, I heard Honorable Sheikh saying that in any case, it's mandatory, as it were, the only thing that is not being implemented. So let's leave it for now, but it doesn't mean that we shouldn't further engage with the item. Please, if you could allow that, thank you. Rabbi Lenzana?
It's fine, Chairperson. It's fine with me, thanks.
Okay, thanks, ma'am. Let's go to 7.7. Okay, next one, Honorable Sheikh.
Yeah, Chairperson, the other problem that I have got is this, that there appears not to be a link between local government and National Treasury, resulting in many, many businesses who are licensed through local government particularly foreign businesses in South Africa that are evading tax. And as a result, there's a lot of illicit financial flows. So what I'm suggesting is that Treasury must work on a system that must be directly linked. So everyone that applies for a business license must immediately be so that they can ensure that all these local, foreign businesses and things and other businesses that are not paying tax pay taxes. And perhaps it might lead to less of a burden on the current small percentage of taxpayers in the country.
Yeah, you are saying immediately they apply or immediately they are awarded the license.
Yes, they should be linked to the National Treasury. They should have one database to identify them, Chairperson, so that they become immediately they must be comply with tax requirements. At the moment, it's a free for all. I can tell you, these guys only deal with cash, nothing else. That's what's happening.
Okay. Do you want to write something and let me see. Therein, are you able to pick what Honorable Sheikh is saying about the linking of businesses which are awarded licenses at the provincial, at the local government level, that they should
be linked? Can I ask Mr. Sheikh to send something to me via WhatsApp, Chair?
Okay. Honorable Sheikh, yeah, as a recommendation. Yes, please do that. Yeah. But we concur with the trust of your input.
Okay, Chair, and the next one is that National Treasury biannually, every 6 months, report on the financial status of every local municipality. Because what we are finding now, the cash reserves are becoming a problem, and we're only hearing about the state of these municipalities when they are unable to pay salaries and wages and that kind of thing and meet their commitments. So perhaps they should report to Standing Committee on Appropriations or give us a report biannually or every 6 months on the financial status of every local municipality.
This 7.8 it's about the biannual report by National Treasury on the financial status of local governments. That is every 6 months, National Treasury should report to the committee appropriation about the financial status of all local governments. Financial position, okay, financial status, okay, of all, it's okay, yeah. Of all local governments. Or all municipalities, if you like. Yeah. Okay, Raul Sheikh.
Another one, Chairperson. Sorry to do this. National Treasury, together with the Public Service Commission, to identify all public servants that are receiving two salaries that are employed in two different departments. Now, I know the Minister of Basic Education told me, and I know it's that they should not be, but I can assure you there's a whole lot of them why we have high unemployment rate in the country getting two salaries. So National Treasury, together with Public Service Commission, should identify these people for us and so that we can deal with it and advise us.
Yeah? Just before you write, Darren, I definitely think that should fall out of National Treasury. It's a Department of Public Service and Administration. I think they are the ones who report on that, yeah.
Okay.
We should be careful of giving everything to National Treasury. They'll end up not being able to.
And lastly, Chairperson, National Treasury,
Chairperson, sorry, I'm lost now. Yeah. Mr. Sheikh Mamas, please give these things in writing.
Because
I can't type while he's explaining and stuff.
Okay, but let me tell you what that this one say. Yeah, right? That is Public Service and Administration, right? To identify public servants who get two salaries. I think that's what. But you'll correctly write it, Honorable Sheikh. But that's
okay.
That's
send it in now.
Gist.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the gist.
And lastly, Chairperson, if you're ready for me.
Yeah.
National Treasury must report to Standing Committee on Appropriation on the latest development as far as the integrated financial management system, those that have been brought to book, how many of them have been charged. If you remember, there was a whole hoobaloo about this and how they've been paying invoices, and it's just been hushed, quietened, and we hear absolutely nothing about it anymore. We don't know where it went, what happened to the investigation, who were found guilty, nothing.
Okay, how many have been charged? Okay, that's fine. Is this that one? Mm-hmm.
And whether we recovered any monies?
Okay, thank you. Is that it?
That's it, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Then it's now my turn. Oral members, thank you for the inputs. I allowed oral members to come and make inputs here because it's your last appropriations committee meeting to deal with the appropriation bill. So if you didn't put it in, you are not going to have another chance of dealing with this bill. So I allowed you today. But having said that, may I request that when the report is being sent, it's easier for Secretariat to pick up what we are saying. Please, especially the recommendation side, look at it and send the recommendations to the secretary. So yes, highlighted those things, Honorable Sheikh. Please look at them so that we make sure that they are properly they properly capture what we wanted to say. But that's the thrust of what it is, and we agree with that input. Thank you very much. Let's go then. Or members, any other matter on this one, on the recommendations? No. So let's move. Thank you. Let's go down, Darren. Darren, once you have agreed on this thing, please just send out the corrected version to the honorable members. And sent to me, then I'll okay it that it can be 80 seat, right? Got that, Darren?
Agreed, Chairperson.
Okay, let's go. Yes, the committee recommendation on the bill. Let's go. Go down, Darren. Other members, with the amendments, well, not even the amendments, because it was drafted in any case. Here is the proposed report placed before yourselves. Can I have the mover for the adoption of the report?
Sheikh Imam with amendments.
Honorable
Mlenzana seconds.
Honorable Mlenzana seconds. Okay. Any other view, honorable members?
Chair.
Honorable Hlangwini, please come in.
Can you please note the extension of the EFF?
Abstention of EFF is noted.
UDM.
The abstention of UDM is noted. Honorable members. I didn't hear. I take it that's everything. Everyone has expressed his or her views in the position of the party. Okay, honorable members, 2023 appropriation bill is adopted by the committee, and it will then be forwarded to Parliament. Thank you very much. This takes care of this agenda item. Let's go to the next agenda item. It's the minutes. What's the date of the minutes? The minutes of the 26th of May, 2023. I place the minutes of the 26th of May, 2023 for the committee. Any mover for the adoption?
I saw motion.
Honorable Tobias.
Honorable
Memezi, seconds. Okay, The minutes of the 26th of May 2023 are to be adopted. Minutes of 30th May 2023, mover for the adoption.
I'm from Memezi Moves.
Honorable Memezi Moves. Seconder.
I second, Chair.
Honorable Tobias, second. The minutes of the 30th of May 2023 should be adopted. Honorable members, I will be writing to the speaker, as I said, responding to the letter and the task that was given to the committee. Do we have any announcements, Darren Mashile?
Chairperson, this is supposed to be our last meeting for the term, but we've still got an outstanding matter, and that is the report on the oversight visit to Transnet and PRASA. So I don't know if we are going to consider the report during this term, or are we standing it, leaving it over for next term?
No, I don't like postponing things. I think other members will try and get the date next week so that we can dispose of the matter and make sure that the matters of this term are dealt with and finalized before we start the new term. So we'll come in due course. Thank you very much. And when is the debate?
On the debate on appropriation bill is on Thursday, Chairperson.
I understand that this being the last meeting chaired by the current chairperson on the appropriation bill, members of the opposition agreeing with the chairperson all the way. We are appreciating upfront members.
We will just blow you kisses at the beginning of the debate, Chair. As far as the
Chair, they are campaigning. They were supposed to agree with you. We have been working very well with these guys. I don't know.
Honorable Nkwankwa, you must stop really wearing this red.
This God, one.
I'm saying something to you. Just listen. What was that, Ron Langini?
I'm Tobias. We are Wafuna Sport.
Okay. I'm opposing them on this one. I agree.
Okay.
We agree to nothing. Oppose everything.
They were saying something about the red jacket of Honorable Nkwankwa.
Oh, fella, we have read in the UDM how we never gave
no, it was myself, Chairperson.
I was later.
No, they are red. They've always been red.
Nkwankwa must stop the red ties and red jackets.
But we've always been red, long before the EFF was established. How?
It's a beautiful color, Honorable Nkwankwa.
Honorable members. Honorable members. If Honorable Nkwankwa and Honorable Ntlangwini decide to wear the colors of the Communist Party and COSATU, why are you fighting them? Honorable members, this brings us to the end.
We have all that, Chair.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Long live the Chair.
Thanks, Chairperson, and thanks, Honorable members.
Thank you.
So yes, we're to budget Thursday. Bye.
Thank you, Chair.